This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A white Christmas for the mountains, and then some. The high country saw heavy snow Friday, with some areas measuring fresh powder by the foot. And winter weather has caused problems on mountain roads, with various closures on I-70 throughout Friday afternoon and some this morning, too. The snow tapers off today, but more snow for the mountains is on the way tomorrow. Meanwhile, it rained in Denver Friday, the first time that's happened on Christmas Eve in 57 years. The Environmental Protection Agency will fund 5 conservation groups in Colorado that are helping underrepresented communities. CPR's Miguel Otorola reports.
The groups include Groundwork Denver, which wants to hire 20 people to promote sustainability in the Globeville, Elyria, and Swansea neighborhoods, and the High Country Conservation Center in Frisco, which would create a climate equity plan with lower income and minority residents in mind. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe was also awarded by the EPA. The tribe wants to conduct a health survey of households and monitor for radon and other air pollutants. 99 organizations were chosen across the country. Each could receive up to $75,000 in grant funding. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
More film projects could be produced in Colorado in 2022. The Denver Post reports the state's film incentive program has gotten more interest after receiving a $6 million boost from the legislature. The money goes toward cash rebates. And you're listening to CPR News.